Step away from the MIDI.
After all, the MIDI might be a musical sin. Let's learn about it here on the Ice Snark. Right now!
Ice Snark! You snark! We all snark for the Ice Snark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Let a nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by MIDI. Keep them out of the church organs. And now, fixing to be the one-man MIDI confiscation project, here's Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hello and welcome! Mago sum brianis micaelis pagina, your friendly neighborhood I Snark. Welcome to number 165. Yes, episode number 165.
Step away from the MIDI.
Did you often wonder why your organ often sounds like a piano or a synthesized string orchestra? And this is without even using a piano or a synthesizer. This is on the actual organ. This seems to happen at most churches that house digital organs. Namely, those digital organs built by Allen and Rogers, and I'm sure there are plenty more, but Allen and Rogers are the two most popular. Now, of course, the purpose of that appears to be to make the instrument meant for classical use capable of pop-style use as well. I'm not sure how that works on the Allen, but I know it does work. I do know this on the Rogers because I played one for 3 years at Holy Ghost. I used to toy around with these just before the choir would come in for rehearsal on a Tuesday night. If you hit the rocker tab that says orchestral and MIDI, your diapason may sound like a piano, or perhaps your Vox Celeste will sound like a synth string. Your 8-foot Gedeck may sound like a ballpark organ, you know, the Hammond. Put these together and you have a wonderful setup for such love ballads as Be Not Afraid, Beagle's Things, and even such standards as Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and other songs that might get on everybody's nerves. Well, everybody in their right mind, that is. In fact, here is a list, okay, of the MIDI orchestral voices, MIDI slash orchestral voices, that Rogers provides on one of their Allegiant models. Get this. Grand piano, pop piano, concerto, electric piano 1, electric piano 2, harpsichord, harpsichord 2, harp, glockenspiel, music bells, tubular bells, hand bells, electric organ 1, electric organ 2, electric organ 3, electric organ 4, nylon guitar, nylon bass, pop bass string ensemble, string quartet, slow strings, lush strings, violin, slow violin, cello, pizzicato, slow strings 2, choir, boy choir, voyager, valve brass, trumpet, French horns, saxophone, oboe 1, oboe 2, bassoon slash English horn, clarinet, flute, woodwinds, panpipe, warm synth, fantasia, timpani, bass drum, snare drum, ride cymbal, and triangle.
Yeah, triangle.
Now, let me ask you something.
Why?
Does a church organ really need those fancy gadgets? At one time, the focus created by most builders of electronic and digital organs was to emulate the pipe organ as closely as possible. Now it is like lots of these new gadgets. And they're okay for tent revivals, but not for Holy Mass. So, save the liturgy, save the world.
Step away from the MIDI.
Today we're going to make a list of items that appear in Journey Songs 2nd Edition that would be a great replacement for much of the usual everyday run-of-the-mill garbage that I had mentioned earlier in the music issue episodes to trash. But first, let's give a big Laurel and Hardy welcome to our good friends, the Jungle Screechers.
Feast of the week! Feast of the week!
Why, thank you, Jungle Screechers. Well, here we have the feast for the week of April 19th to 25th, 2010, the third week of Easter, or second week after Easter, depending on what form of the Mass you're doing here. So let's take a look here. Monday the 19th, in both forms, Feria. Vestment color is white. And the 19th is also the fifth anniversary of the papacy of Pope Benedict the 16th. Admultos Annos, Holy Father. Tuesday the 20th, also in both forms, Feria. Wednesday, in both forms, St. Anselm, Bishop, Confessor, and Doctor of the Church. Third class in the extraordinary form, optional memorial in the ordinary form, vestment color is white. Thursday the 22nd, in the extraordinary form, Saints Soter and Caius, Popes and Martyrs, third class, vestment color red. Pope Saint Soter was Pope from the year 166 to 174. Pope Saint Caius was Pope from the year 283 to 296. In the ordinary form, Feria, white. Friday the 23rd, in the extraordinary form, Feria, with a low mass commemoration of the martyr Saint George. Now, in the ordinary form, you're going to have two optional memorials, Saint George the martyr and Saint Adalbert, bishop and martyr. Vestment color would be red for either of the saints, white for the Feria. Saturday, in both forms, Saint Fidelis of Sigmaringen, martyr, third class in the extraordinary form, optional memorial in the ordinary form. Now, the vestment color will be red for the saint in either form, and then for the ordinary form, if you're just doing the Feria, of course, it would be white. Also, in the extraordinary form, we have a commemoration on that day for Pope Benedict XVI at all masses, not just the low masses, all masses. And finally, Sunday the 25th, in the extraordinary form, the third Sunday after Easter, or in the ordinary form, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Vestment color, of course, is white. Now, could it be as confusing to some as, let's say, when you're telling time, quarter after and quarter of? You know, hey, when it's 3:15, it's quarter after 3. And when it's 3:45, it's quarter of 4. We'll be back.
Coming up, a journey through journey songs. But first, let's pig out on some cold cuts of the Krakowska kind. Stay tuned.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, have it today.
I Snark Semi-Live on US 6.
That should have been Semi-Live on a Prayer on US 6. Seamus, the DUI King O'Reilly here, tearing up the road, while our good friend Brian is busy hibernating behind the wheel of his FedEx ground truck. We're here on US 6 heading west through Providence, Johnston, Scituate, Foster, Rhode Island, and into Killingly, Connecticut. I might just find my way down Interstate 395 and head south to Mohegan Sun Casino so I can play some blackjack, win some loot, and blow it all back. Hey, watch it! I own the road here!
Yeah? Since when?
Since I paid for it with your taxes. Anywho, Brian covered an entire weekend of worth of masses at Holy Cross Church in Providence, Rhode Island. The masses for the third Sunday of Easter in the ordinary form. And here's the opening hymn. The Strife Is O'er, a piece by William Henry Monk that he adapted from a motet by one of Catholicism's top composers, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. The Gloria was taken from a new mass for congregations by Carol Thomas Andrews. The psalm was Psalm 30 with the antiphon, I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Set to music by Owen Allstadt in his Respond and Acclaim collection. Now, the Alleluia was the Boston Celtics Alleluia. Celtic Alleluia. Speaking of which, go Celtics. Kick some Miami butt. Ruh-roh, I better get to the offertory here before I tick somebody off. And that was Hallelujah, Sing to Jesus, set to the tune Heifer Doll by Roland Hugh Pritchard, and the text written by William Chatterman Dix. The Sanctus was taken from People's Mass by Jan Verwulst. The memorial acclamation and the Amen were from Massive Creation by Marty Hagen. The Agnus Dei was the second of two Agnus Deis found in Holy Cross Mass by David Clark Isle. Yes, Holy Cross Mass actually had two versions of the Agnus Dei. The first one was quite nice too, but it was more mysterious than a second one. The communion hymn was Behold the Lamb by Martin Willett. And now finally, here's our recessional. So they can tie up traffic on Hartford Avenue. That was Sing with All the Saints in Glory, set to the tune Hymn to Joy, adapted from the finale of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And we shall return. At the end of the show, listen for the postlude that Brian played and the dedication that goes along with it. In the meantime, join me for some nice cold Bavarian brewski, will ya? Stay tuned!
Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game? Our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name. König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Hey!
Journey through Journey Song. Last week, we gave you an introduction through OCP's Best Worship Aid, Journey Songs, 2nd edition, released in 2003. What I want to do today is give you a list of some really good hymns that appear in Journey Songs that one can only wish OCP would include or re-include. Some of them actually were in stuff like The Music Issue, Breaking Bread, Heritage Missile. Then they disappeared in the, from those much more popular disposables. Some of these have been used in parishes with better music programs than most. Others could pass as lost 45s and may get featured in a return of what we used to do at one time, Catholic lost 45s. I would have no problem bringing it back. I forgot to mention this last week. Where the readings are, you will not find the tried and tired respond and acclaim psalm settings of Owen Allstott. Don't get me wrong, not all of them are bad, okay? Some of them are actually pretty good. Some are lame, but some of them are actually pretty good. But most, if not all, of these have been appearing in all of OCP's disposables since the 70s, man! Instead, a new set of psalm settings are included. Father John Schiavone put together a lectionary psalter. That's the title of it, a lectionary psalter, with many melodies based on Gregorian modal themes. Quite nice. Easily accessible for the congregation, yet not dumbed down or watered down to make the congregation feel stupid. Now, let's get back to the hymn section, which starts at number 311. We're going to comb through this. We're going to go through the 300s and 400s here. Now, the first one we're going to list here is number 317, Clear the Voice and Clear the Warning, which talks of the herald's voice in the desert that proclaims the Lord is on his way. And the tune set here is an early American hymn tune called Restoration, which I have used with the hymn Come You Sinners, Poor and Needy, which appears in Worship 3. Number 318 is another welcome addition, When the King Shall Come Again. And that one is set to the tune Gaudeamus Pariter, which is also known as Ave Vero Virginum. The hymn is actually the first in the hymn section of GIA's Worship 3 hymnal. Number 333, O Come All Ye Faithful, includes four verses in English and four verses in Latin. Now, compared to OCP's disposable, that's one more English verse and three more Latin verses. Yes! 334, He is born, the Holy Child, taken from the French Il est né le divin enfant, and set to the tune of the same name. The translation is listed as anonymous. 336, Joy to the World, includes that missing verse that begins, No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. 340, A Child is Born in Bethlehem, taken from the Latin Puer Natus in Bethlehem, and set to the Mode 1 chantoon of the same name. Number 350, Christ Was Born on Christmas Day, a traditional text set to a 6-8 adaptation of the tune Resonet in Laudibus. Some may recognize this tune as Joseph Liebe, Joseph Mein, or in English, Joseph Dearest, Joseph Mine, which was originally written to be a dialogue between Joseph and Mary. 355, Sing We Now of Christmas. For those who have used the hymn Now the Green Blade Rises during the Easter season, now you know where that tune comes from, which explains the tune's title, Noël Nouvelle. 360 and 361, two texts that are found in GIA's later hymnals that can be found here in Journey Songs to the tune Stuttgart. Those hymn texts are God of Eve and God of Mary, and God of Adam, God of Joseph. 371 is the Gustav Holst setting of one of my favorite Christmas hymns, In the Bleak Midwinter. 385, this one's found in the Lent section, Broken Cisterns Walled in Stone, text by Sister Genevieve Glenn. And the tune used here is Nun Komm der Heiden Heiland, which is best known for the Advent hymn, Savior of the Nations Come. 390, Eternal Lord of Love, Behold Your Church. This was actually in the OCP disposables for a bit, but then it disappeared. However, it resurfaces here in Journey Songs, set to the Genevan Psalter tune, Old 124th. Which is also listed in some hymnals as Geneva 124. Number 409 is another Glenn gem. Yep, Sister Genevieve Glenn strikes again. O Love of God Incarnate, And this is an alternate text, shall we say, set to the Passion Chorale, commonly used with O Sacred Head Surrounded. Number 431, the Strife Azor has 5 verses instead of the usual 3 in the disposables. Number 434, Alleluia, Alleluia, Let the Holy Anthem Rise, has 4 verses instead of the usual 3. Although GIA still has them beat, they have 5 verses, including that one that I mentioned last week that uses the word gibbet. 441, Christ is Alive, text by Brian Wren, using the tune Truro, which some probably know with the hymn, Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. 445 is a hymn that was once in the disposables and then disappeared. This Joyful Eastertide, which uses the tune Vruchten. 446, O God, You Flamed on Sinai's Height. This is a text by Genevieve Glenn, set to the tune Canonbury. This is the first time that I've seen this tune in a Catholic hymnal. However, I do remember the tune in the 1958 Pilgrim hymnal, which the United Church of Christ used for quite some time. And it had the text, Lord, speak to me that I may speak. 448, Sing We Triumphant Hymns of Praise, a text written by St. Bede the Venerable, translated by the 19th century duo of Chambers and Webb, not to be confused with the defunct department store chain of Cherry and Webb. The tune here, by the way, is Lasst uns erfreuen. 458, Come Holy Ghost, has added 2 verses. One that begins, To every sense thy light impart, which I first found in the 1984 People's Mass Book, and one that begins, O grant that we through thee may come, which was originally found in Worship 2 as, O Holy Ghost, through thee alone. Matter of fact, that whole verse had a little paraphrasing done. 468, On This Day, the First of Days, has now 7 verses, as opposed to just having the first 3 in the disposables. 475, O Dearest Lord, Your Sacred Head, set to the early American tune Detroit, often found with the Lenten hymn, Forgive Our Sins as We Forgive. 477, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, which you heard earlier while Seamus was borderline heading for his umpteenth DUI, contains the 2 missing verses, very important verses too, I may add, Alleluia, Not as Orphans, and Alleluia, Bread of Angels. Crown Him with Many Crowns, number 480, has the verses written by Bridges and Thring, as found in most hymnals today, as opposed to the text by OCP's writing team of the day in disposables. Number 488, Alma Redemptoris Mater, in Latin, with the English translation, albeit, yes, yes, yes. 491 and 492 are 2 hymns that use the tune Omni Die Dic Mariae, which is also known in some hymnals as Sunrise, or by the German title, Alle Tage Singen Sage. The 2 hymns are Sing We of the Blessed Mother, and the more traditional Daily Daily Sing to Mary. The latter is actually a translation of the Latin, Omni Die Dic Mariae. I first discovered Daily Daily Sing to Mary around 1981-ish in the We Celebrate books, and has actually become one of my favorite Marian hymns. This could, by the way, become a Catholic Lost 45 very soon. On our next episode, we're going to continue with the 500s and the 600s. In the meantime, let Christos Vincit Whitewash clean out your hymnals of any and all musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christos Vincit Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
New Christos Vincit Whitewash.
Don't do this at church.
I pooted.
And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly will feature from music that made its Worship A debut,
right in the same Journey Songs hymnal that we've been raving about.
Ready? Here we go.
The good.
Number 492, Daily, Daily Sing to Mary. Text by Bernard of Morlaix and translated by Henry Biddleston. The tune is known by one of three titles, Sunrise, Omni Die Dic Mariae, or Alle Tage Singun Sage.
The bad.
Number 383, I Will Be Your God by Gerard Chiusano. Hootenanny melody supporting a text that when you sing it, others will really think you're God, as it's the voice of God in the first person.
The ugly.
Number 383, I Will Be Your God by Gerard Chiusano. Hootenanny melody supporting a text that when you sing it, you will really think you're God.
I snark. Still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Coming in May, a duet between Seamus O'Reilly and Basil Profundo, the singing fish. Oh, no. Stay tuned. We have some more.
And now, long time no see, here is Charlie Crow. Played that one in a while. That was actually one of the first pieces I had done back in the old Christos Vinci podcasting feeds. Charlie Crow and Joy. Killer cover of the one-hit wonder Apollo 100. Likewise, a cover of Johann Sebastian Bach. Charlie Crow appears courtesy of Music Alley. www.musicalley.com. Formerly the PodSafe Music Network. And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
Step away from the MIDI.
iSnark. Made from real snarks. A few quick closing announcements here. Currently, I may be driving a FedEx ground truck by day for a living, but that is only at least until I can become a full-blown music director somewhere once again. However, in the meantime, I'm still available for substitute organist work for Holy Mass on weekends, weddings, some funerals, especially Saturdays. I'm willing to travel to Roman Catholic churches within a reasonable drive from the Providence, Rhode Island area. Dioceses within my range would include my home diocese, which is Providence, Rhode Island, as well as the Archdiocese of Boston, Massachusetts, and the dioceses of Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, and Norwich, Connecticut. Fees are reasonable, competitive, and negotiable, and if you so choose, I'll even be willing to be your next music director for a reasonable salary. Much of the music I specialize in is written in traditional styles intended to be accompanied on an organ, preferably a pipe organ, although I will take a reasonable electronic or digital organ. Anyone interested should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. Again, don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark. If you haven't already, you may subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We have a link in the show notes as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. Also in the show notes and on the sidebar, you will find a link to our Podcast Alley page. We ask but one favor, and that is to please take a minute to cast your vote once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos iSnark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley if you haven't already. And in the gracious words of Bartleson James, once again, thank you for your support. Finally, for some good, clean, snarky fun after the show, come on down and join Facebook's greatest fan club, Fans of the iSnark. If you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode with the iSnark. But before we disappear completely, let me conclude with my sincere congratulations to Mr. Ron Almeida, organist and director of music at Holy Cross Parish in Providence, where I've had the pleasure of filling in for the last couple of weeks, and also to thank him for the work, sending the work over my way. He just got married this past Saturday. Before we get on everybody's nerves with the closing theme, Ron, if you're listening, my postlude this weekend was The Prince of Denmark's March by Jeremiah Clark, just for you. Enjoy. For the rest of you, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Snark is brought to you in part by Pokowska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Kurnit Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Kurnit Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Crystal's Vintage Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals and musical sins. My Snark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.